The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to our meditation time together. And I'm imagining that what it would look like if there was somehow lines looking from space, looking down at the earth and seeing lines drawn between all of us. A line from each of us to all the others. And what a marvelous web or net they would create. And maybe it's a line of goodwill, friendliness, care. So thank you for being here. One way of understanding meditation is that it can be a continual act of appreciating oneself. And appreciating oneself and sometimes is in short supply. And so we practice it. We practice it not to override or to pretend or to have some kind of Pollyannish attitude towards ourselves. But we find a way to appreciate ourselves, even knowing that we have maybe faults, knowing we have challenges, knowing we have things that maybe are hard to appreciate, but to not define ourselves by our faults or what's hard to appreciate. To not limit how we relate to ourselves based on those. Maybe even because of those, it's so important to expand the vision, to see how we can respect our basic humanity, just like we would respect everybody else. And in that respect, to have a fundamental appreciation for our value, for being alive, for being a person, for our capacities, for our potential, and that we're, as Buddhist practitioners, we are living ourselves into our potential to be free, to be kind, to be caring, to be not caught in anything that we come across in ourselves or in the world around us. And to have the opposite of appreciation for ourselves is to be caught in something. So to a continual act of appreciating ourselves this morning. So to take a to assume a posture that is right for you, that would support you to be alert and present and support you to have this practice of self-appreciation, self-respect. And to relax the gaze of your eyes. Soften the muscles around your eyes. And if it feels comfortable, closing your eyes. And then approaching your body, settling into your body with a gentleness. To awaken a greater sensitivity to your embodied experience, to being here in a body, with the weight of your body resting on the chair, a cushion, floor, a bed. And one way to appreciate oneself is to appreciate that you care enough about yourself that you're meditating. That you're engaged in this practice is a wonderful thing. And there's a way of appreciating how caring for your breathing is a good thing. And you might gently, maybe quietly and without ambition, to breathe in a little bit deeper, fuller breaths, fuller inhales, fuller exhales. Appreciating your breathing, feeling it more fully. Relaxing as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And if there are difficult states for you, emotions or concerns, it's okay to have them, to be that way. Maybe appreciate yourself with them. And that whatever preoccupies you, maybe at the root, they exist because you're important, you're valuable, your well-being counts, your safety counts. Appreciating that something deep inside wants to keep you safe and wants to keep you well. And if you have some sense of that, to rest there, breathe there. Maybe that's one of the ways to appreciate yourself as you meditate. And if the mind wanders off in thought, appreciate yourself as you notice that that's the case. When you wake up to the fact you're thinking, and with appreciation or with delight, begin again. With the breathing, with the body, with present moment awareness. in the last minutes of the meditation time, see if you can rest or abide in a relaxed self-appreciation, an appreciation which takes very little effort, from which you recognize that non-appreciation takes more effort, more stress. Relax, allow for an appreciation of yourself, or appreciation for this expression of life that exists here in you, with you, in this body. And then to end this sitting, dedicating our practice for the welfare of others. And I would propose that the less we appreciate ourselves, the less we're able to dedicate for the welfare of others. The more we appreciate here, this life within us, this heart within us, this being we are, the more we have to offer others, the more appreciation, the fuller, the stronger, the more understanding, more resonating is our appreciation of others. And finding a way to always appreciate, always meet others with goodwill, so that our wish for the welfare and happiness of everyone can be that way for everyone, no one excluded. May all beings be appreciated. May all beings be respected. May all beings be free of our judgments and hostility, prejudice. May all beings know that they are cared for. May all beings be happy, safe, peaceful, and free. And may our capacity to appreciate others support this as a possibility. Thank you.